Alabaster International Ministry presents Jesus Celebration with Prophet Kofi Odru. This is the season of the celebration of Jesus Christ.
I give God the glory for reduce the base of the thing. I give God the glory for the lives of everybody who is listening to us. To him alone be the glory. If you are with us on Facebook, thank you. And also the lovely people on YouTube. This is Alabaster International Ministry bringing you this live broadcast service. We are live on Facebook and also on YouTube. We thank God for our friends listening by radio. We're going to be with you from now until we bring the curtain down on that. And the help of God will be our portion. Focus on the sound. I don't have time on what you are doing, sir. Thank you. Let's go to our foundation scripture. It's John chapter 12. I will also want to announce to my following this morning, to the glory of God, this second service will be English and local language put together. So if we sway off a little bit, don't worry. If you are on Facebook, just keep following the comments, because the comments will bring an implication of understanding to what we are talking about, just in case we sway a little bit. But I'll do my best to be able to bring it also to the stance that everybody will be able to understand what I am talking about. We are living in a time. Can you take a seat, sweet? Thank you. We are living in a time where everybody that is listening to me cannot joke with your salvation. I think it is going to be the most treasured thing. One of the very wealthiest men in the world is in, I think, Qatar. His name is Nasiri Al-something. This guy is so wealthy, died recently. Wealth is in his space. He sleeps on a purely 24 karat bed. He eats his cutlery, full cutlery is all made with full gold. His steps, the staircase that goes into his house, are all pure diamond and precious stones. To pass tanzanite, amethyst, beryl, diamonds, crystals. They have cast it on all the stairs. He commands a lot of wealth. So oxymoronically, I will want to present to you, money is good. Say that with me. Say that for the last time. But it's a byproduct. Say that with me also. It is a byproduct. Say it again. The day I die, you will not see my money. You will see my soul. All that you can say is you are forever in our hearts. That is a lie. If you have ever heard that thing, that is a lie. I give you 2 weeks, you will never remember that soul again. The word of God cannot be broken. 2 weeks, you will never remember. I can mention names of so many people and ask you, where is their memory? Let me ask the memory of our late president, Atamios. What is it that this even nation have remembered him with? Tell me. Including this particular motorway that leads or connects to this Ofancourt link. Originally, this project was started by His Excellency Professor Mills. Originally. But it will amaze you how people will claim, because his memory is missing, is gone. Everything that I'm about to tell you within the next few minutes, I need you to get it very clear. Please, everything we are doing in this life, good or bad, it will end in two places. Either in heaven or in hell. Finish. Depending on who you are and what the kind of life that you made in this, the impression that you made in this life. Ladies and gentlemen, why is it that this generation don't like truth? Truth! Why? What I'm telling you is the truth. I can make remarkably the names of men who have made wealth, health, prosperity all around the world and have made name. Now the world is telling you that Jesus is not as important as your livelihood and your job that is making money. They are telling you, go chase money. But the Bible said that is the chasing of wind and the vexation of spirit. My job is to not only redirect the traffic, redefine your salvation, to redefine your redemption. I want to talk to my radio. No follow me. Go to the Rainbow Radio. Make us and get to every. This is very profound. The church, every soul that is listening to me, you better know. I will want to tell everybody, no matter where you are this morning, I want to tell you, it will all come back to dust. Dust. Sit down. I would like us to read a few things. Come. Join me here. So everybody, get yourself in a rapt attention. When people talk like this, you know, let me begin to outline it one after the other. Some very truths for you to understand. Whether you believe what I'm saying or not, you will be judged. Whether you get saved or not, you will be judged. Whether you ever come to church or not, you will be judged. Think about what I'm saying. Whether you hear the gospel or not, you will be judged. Everybody will come into judgment. It's serious. Whether you have the privilege to hear truth or lies, you will be judged. Whether you are rich or poor, you will be judged. Whether you are illiterate or literate, you will be judged. This is the kind of gospel that should make you sit and think. Because everybody has an end. Whether you receive prophecies or not, you will be judged. Whether you become successful or not, you will be judged. Whether you have parents or not, you will be judged. Whether you have a mother or father or not, you will be judged. Whether you have seen your father or mother or not, you will be judged. Everybody, it is appointed unto you once to die. And after death, there will be judgment. I am talking to you about basic truth. Every man born of a woman is indispensable. The indispensability of humanity is that every man born of a woman lives in a particular time and dies in a particular time. But in their death, everything they have done in this life, God will bring it into judgment. Therefore, when it's like that, then I need to look for my salvation. Seek the things that pertain to my salvation. Jesus said the other day, if you know that which pertains to your peace, yet it has been concealed from you. So this morning I come and to tell this nation that have become rebellious against the word of God and the truth of God. I came to talk to you. The earlier you repent and come to the saving knowledge of Jesus Christ and accept his love that he gives and align yourself with the will of God, the better for you. I am not shocked that Ghana is still a struggling nation. I am not shocked. At all. Then I look at everything, including the leaders that have led you, brainy, bright minds, amazing souls that have led you. Yet, above all the, or despite all the, you know, the resources and the revenue that you command and you so possess, yet, you're still struggling. Can you just imagine our unemployment rate? people leave the university and they cannot get jobs. And I came here to, you know, talk to you that no matter who you are and the kind of life, your status in life and what you command and all stuff like that. Yeah, God will judge you. God will judge. I'm looking at most of the things that the Bible talked about, you know, when I consider the teachings of the Christ and I compare the teachings of John the Baptist, Luke chapter 3, you know, when he began to, John came up on board, it's just like Matthew chapter 3, you know, when he came up. But in Luke chapter 3, when John the Baptist came up, then, you know, preaching the word of the Lord and preaching the heart of God, he preached basic truth. Just because, you know, it was not, you know, like sophisticated messages that this generation is preaching. He preached just basic truth, everyday practical life that we can be able to, you know, accept to and attain to. Luke 3, verse number 6. Let's build up from possibly verse number, you know, and all flesh shall see the salvation of God. Come back to it. All flesh. Will see the salvation of God. This is timeless truth. All flesh will come. They are going to have a revelation of the salvation of God. Yet many people will reject it. Yeah. Isaiah chapter 53, verse number, you know, 1. The Bible talks about something very profound in there. He was speaking about something very, he said, who have believed on our report and to whom is the arm of the Lord revealed? He came out of a dry ground as a tender shore. The Bible said he had no comeliness that we will see him, and there was no beauty in him that we should desire him. He was despised and rejected of men. And the Bible said he was a man of sorrows, acquainted with grief, and yet we hid as it were our faces from him and despise him, and we did not esteem him. Look at the way we esteem mere men in the creative as people who are actors, who are depictors of drama. Musicians, poets, you know, newscasters, the people you will call celebrities. As a matter of fact, you know, look at the way you will esteem another human being. Yet, we did not esteem the Christos. The Christ is standing before us, but we don't esteem him. We can guys have a, and let's hear what the word of the Lord is going to say.
When what you are saying, Kennedy, never ever said when that the diamond is free. Free, sir, a free. Nenim, sir, as a person, moon, hini. Now, near so an animal, you might be my channel.
Check us out. Read, sir.
But no near so an animal, you might be my channel. Now, near one fair, be my yen and near channel. Obun and him tia,
and if I put an animal tia, and if I pono.
No, you never, who I had here.
You put an animal tia, and if I pono. With any power, with him, I had yet.
No one knew me,
yeah, with him break up.
Now, Obun and Mitsiasa Obia, Nipa, where you and a near Hintano, near Munishi.
Immuno. Let me preach Jesus Christ for 1 year. There will be people in this country that will feel he is making noise. Preach nonsense, they will follow you. Kekan kwasiya sam, any pabedo. Would you care, Jimmy? Someone, a tear with your measum. Tambusudia, you will have people to hail you. I don't know, my Katagana, Untia, Ubeti, and Vaho. Yes, it is like a canoe. We are like court bailey serving notice. Menfaho, open tea. Yeah, Bokoko, BB Bowso. Nano as I was on me and Zambia, I was in a Mundani. Munim Yaba was so uncomfortable, she said, Adi Eche. Pierre! Yamuno, he is not esteemed, despised of men. But he is saying very clearly in Matthew chapter, Luke chapter number 3, verse number, you know, that salvation will appear unto all men. oh yeah, you are going to see the preaching of the go back. Who is that? You know, let's work very, very smart. To salvation, let's work, Regan. Let's work. Salvation will appear unto all flesh, whether they believe or not, to Buddhists, to Hindus, to Muslims, to Hare Krishnas, to Christians, to Confucianists, to atheists. Salvation will be revealed to all men, will be at the disposal of all men. Let's go to verse number 7 and build up. The Bible said emphatically clear, then said he to the multitude that came forth to be baptized, O generation of snakes, who have warned you? John was astonished because he had the mandate to warn people. Therefore, having known that the Holy Spirit have revealed himself unto the people and convicted them and did come to the baptism of water, he asked, who have warned you to flee the wrath or anger that they supposed to? Why not? Was it?
Why?
It's good to encourage people. It's good to inspire people. It's good to instill faith in people. But it is more powerful to tell them the truth. Tell them the truth. It's good to tell people that it is well. It's going to be well. It's going to be fine. Everything is going to be good. Everything, there is going to be peace. But I'm telling you, there is no peace. The truth is that if you feel that this pandemic is the end of the world, it's not true. There are coming many, many plagues. Oh, yeah. Willie, there are many plagues that will hit. There are many plagues beyond the imagination of every human comprehension. Oh yeah, the Bible talks about plagues that are coming, that will be poured upon the face of the earth. I'm telling the church, be part of the rapture. Make sure you make it. Make sure you are part of the rapture. Because if you don't make it, I can promise you plague after plague, after plague after plague, it will amaze you at the cause by which it will come. It will amaze you. Plague after plague. It is more great to hear the truth, whether you believe it or not. I'm telling you. Anybody be on more matter for moments will be. That also is the truth. Yeah. Look at that scripture. When all men say there is a casting down, then you shall say there is a lifting up. In other words, not all people will see the lifting up or can say the lifting up. Yeah. Yeah. Bibiba. 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 And so on, some fun would be a chili, would be a winning you with your crash. I will lie, and so I am telling this generation, God will judge you. There is no two ways about that. You see, that's why in my preambolic, you know, presentation, I'm just saying that no matter who you are, God will judge you. Yeah, me, the Lord will judge you. You know, God is going to. I gave you an opportunity, I gave you opportunity on television, on radio, I made you a voice, I gave you significant influence on the internet, I made you like a praise and an attraction in the hearts of people. But did you preach what I asked you to preach, or you preach what you felt to preach? You see, this is what is going to make judgment very, very, very amazing. It's going to be horrendous in judgment, because you are going to have surprises. Menam Kachira, there are people in this building that will go to hell. Pierre! I'm telling you. There are people in this building that will go to hell. Never be deceived to think that the people who come to this church are in alignment with the word of the Lord. Never. Stay with them for 1 week, you will know they are not even born again. They feel that the message is good, it's pleasant to the ears, and that is what they, you know, come hang around. People come from their defiled bed to this place. You munyame. Munyame. I want to talk to you. Without holiness, no man can see God. We're looking at from the book of Hebrews. Let us hear that also clearly. Without holiness, no man can see God. Read it in English and then in Greek, you know, quote the quotation. And everybody that is writing, let them write it.
Hebrews chapter 12 verse 14.
Hebrews chapter 12 verse number 14. Hebrews, the 12th chapter, the 14th verse. Read, sir.
Follow peace with all men.
Follow peace with all men.
And holiness.
And holiness.
Without which no
man. Without holiness. His sound is very bad. Can you check it? And if possibly, sort it out for me. You know. Follow peace with all men. Without holiness. It is important. No man can see God. Put it in a different version, sir. Regan, let's work. In a different version. And get ready to put it in different version. The Bible said, try to be at peace with everyone and try to live a holy life. Wow. Try to live a holy life because no one will see the Lord without holiness. Tiasemno. When you be our own and you are in church, you are wasting your time, I'm telling you. You have given birth one, two children with somebody you are not married to, and you're still sitting. I'm telling you, you are wasting your time. God is warning you this morning. The message is still the same. It doesn't change. It can never change. It can never change. If you come back to Alabaster after 30 years, and I'm still preaching, the message will be the same. Come back to Jesus. Finish. Make it right with God. Look at what the Amplifier says. Strive to live in peace with everyone and pursue that consecration and holiness without which no one will ever, not in your prayer, not in your imagination, not in your concentration, not in this life or in the life to come, no one will ever see the Lord. That was exactly, you know, he said, work at getting along with each other and with God. Otherwise, you will never get so much as a glimpse of God. It was exactly what the Bible was talking about in, you know, Matthew chapter 5, verse number 8. The Bible said, blessed are the pure. Pure in heart. Well, this is how Hebrews, you know, can you need you? Hebrews 14, 12, I said 12, 14. He got me into Hebrews 14, 12.
But 12, 14.
12, 14, come into you.
But you see.
Hebrews 12, 14.
Money,
yeah. Money,
Mune ni penyina ntam asumdwe ene ahote a obi kwati a orenhunu awade achi.
Ni penna ye ne womo tena asumdwe mu wankasa wotena ahote yim. Ye kwati a obi ani wa obehunu wenyankopo. I'm telling you. Suffer for so da wone woda. Wa mesi. I'm telling you. When you obi ani na mo adwama yin sesofo. Suffer on jempena mesi sayi.
Suffer champion.
Sankanibi.
Or
suffer champion. Sankanibi.
Or suffer
champion. Sankanibi.
Or
suffer champion. You know what the devil does? The devil is going to accuse you of what he does. Enipa, when you meet Pejawa, one best of the Etia, one more than me, one more ye, and a best of the Etia. To whom we are crumb from because we are crumb for. When we are German from because we are German, they would rather say what they do to you. May say, or suffer in champion, amazing.
Or suffer in champion.
Sir, can it be you?
Or suffer in champion.
I can't say, bro, from. Can I bro from empty? Will it can I bro from? Sounds cool school. What cool school? Uko University. Yeah. Uri? What's that? Now I can't mass man's hand working. every young lady that is watching me, if you had nobody to live a promiscuous life with than a man of God, my lady, you are on your way to hell together with your man of God. I'm talking to you. We know a man of God in hell, crying so. Anybody chatting with anybody that is not your wife or husband, and you are revealing naked pictures, you are on your way to hell. I'm telling you, anybody sitting here with nude and naked pictures on your phone right now, you are on your way to hell. I'm having a virtual service. I'm telling you, Menfrewaha. Inyem niya sori yebi anuaba. Menfrewaha. Full of peace with all men and holiness. Without holiness, no man can see God. Kungurun yeni mo make menfawonye we. What penya ni funo? Raise the dead. Without holiness, you can't see God. I'm telling you something profound. What do you mean? Funu, message. You will preach. You will say all the things. You will pray from morning till evening. Without holiness, you can't see God. Period. So all this kind of, gospel that, oh yeah, once you are under grace, you can do anything, and the grace will wash and cleanse you. The Bible makes it very clear. 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse number 9. He said, don't be deceived. He starts with a warning. Do not be deceived. That means that I'm going to be seducing, theories and doctrines. Many doctrines that are going to come. Don't be deceived. This is why, if I were not a preacher, my church will be alabaster. The reason is because I want a church that is not afraid of me. I know young ladies, who are not members of this church. They have never stepped here, but they are members online. Those people, they can remark without the teaching of the word of the Lord from this altar. They would have entered or infected themselves with so many decadence, decay and corruption. I'm telling you, decay. And that is why I have a big problem. There are people who are in this church who have never shared the video of this church. Yet people who have never stepped here before, they can share. Reason is because your heart is, the Bible said is, as it is in your heart, so are you. When you will be jina command as soon as I'm telling you, I don't have any action for fanatia. Men are my catch it out. Most of you, the Lord brought you here to be refined. Wakoma no, your heart is hardened. And that is why you are not going to see the glory of God. So he said, know ye not that the unrighteous will not inherit the kingdom of God? It's a question. Don't be deceived. Anything unrighteous will never see the kingdom of God. That is the reason for grace. Everybody say grace. Grace, charismata. Charis. Gracia. Grace. Dromo adum. Grace is a commodity that is going to connect the unbeliever unto the Lord. Grace. And so that grace comes. He picks you up with the grace and honors you with the grace. And all you can do is to just, trample the grace under your feet. My God, I like, how the Bible emphatically puts it in Hebrews chapter 10, 35. Very, very profound. He said, cast not away therefore your confidence, which had great recompense of a reward. Hebrews 10:35. Let's work from there. Hebrews, the 10th chapter, the 35th verse. Very, very interesting. Cast not. You have the opportunity to amend your ways whilst you are alive. If you die, you can never change anything. When the whole your life is saved. Saved and forwarded to the throne of God. Nothing can be changed. A young preacher last week was buried at what's her name? Dodua. A young man followed my ministry for some time. He's one of the Adan people who follow because he's got a Presbyterian background. Preacher. Young preacher. 30, 31. Buried at, you know, Dodua. People are going, I'm telling you, are going to pursue life. Because everybody is here to fulfill a divine calling. Some people are called to cook, watch it for people to eat. That is their calling in life. And that is why you see their watch is thriving. Some people are called to manufacture shoes, and it's a divine calling. Their shoes will be worn by Benny Hinn, by Thomas Dexter Jakes. Their shoes will be worn by Oral Roberts and worn by T.L. Osborne and worn by, you know, Nicholas Duncan Williams, Christiana Duterte, Steve and Stanley Mensah. Their shoes will be worn by you. Somebody is, you know, has a divine calling to manufacture watches. Preachers will watch, you will put on your watch. You know, cocaine dealers will put on your watch. Your job is to develop watches. Somebody is to develop mobile phones. And they bring the idea and other people pick it up and they develop on it and improve on it. And that is their divine calling. Nobody like them. And that is why I said nobody is indispensable. But some people are irreplaceable. Some people, you can't replace them. Once you take them out of the picture, that vacuum nobody can fill. Oh yeah. You sitting here, nobody can fill your space. Nobody like you. I'm telling you, no matter how they try. Steve, you are unique. Simple. Nobody can be like you. They can all play the piano, but not as you. Your style, your level is you. Your style, your level, your skill on drums is you. Your style, your level, your skill is you. I didn't answer it. Yeah. Your style, your level is you. I work with, you know, what's his name? On OKFM. Wilfred. Wilfred. Wilfred reads the Bible. For me, Willie reads the Bible. But they are all special in their own sphere. In their own category. So you see two Bible readers, but they are not the same. You will see two preachers, but they are not the same. Right now, let me compare Nana Opon to Justin. So they are different people. They have different skills, different amazing, phenomenal, you know, proclivities, tendencies, amazing work. They do differently. You are unique! God can raise many end time prophets, but Kofi Draw is absolutely unique from all among all of them. The way he will put it, the way he will present it, the way he will say it, and all that is absolutely different from the way other people would say it. Everybody is unique. Total. Totally unique. That is what we call a higher calling. It is a divine calling for you to fulfill something on earth. God will give you a gift and give you an ability, but what you do with it is up to you. Oh yeah, it is just like money. It is not how much you have. It is what you do with what you have that matters. So you can have billions in the bank. If it is doing nothing, I can tell you, you will amount to nothing. Somebody has just few and just a little money, but just that little money will go a long way to change the world. Change the world. They can build affordable houses and put people in, put smiles on their face. They can put food on the table of so many people. They can pay the hospital bills of people and put smiles on their face. It is a divine calling. But I want to tell somebody, you know, something. Among all that I'm talking about, there is a time stipulation on your life, on the uniqueness of your life. There was a very skillful, you know, pianist, amazing keyboardist, one of the best in the whole world, the soul winners keyboardist. His name was Abraham. Amazing young man, just like your age, you know. The guy was just unique, distinct, amazing. If his hands were on the ivories, amazing, amazing skill, amazing talent. Died at a very young age. Nobody killed him. It's just, you know, it's just Job chapter 14 and verse number 5 in the picture. Job 14, and your days are determined. That even as we are doing all this, the clock is still ticking. It's ticking on everybody. Will you read it? English 3, very quickly.
So I show not to hope.
When I shall
do what you
read.
Now, church here, we're inside the home.
We will never stop telling you this, because everything you are doing in this life, it is within a space of time. Whether you have grace or not, whether you have Christ or not, whether you are educated or not, whether you are saved or not, whether you believe or not, that does not matter. What I'm talking about is simple. That whoever is living, there is a time back on you. Your days are taken. Your time is taken. Whether you are anointed or not, your time is taken. One day it will stop. That is the truth. Truth. Time is taken. It's just the truth. Whether you are married or not, the time is taken. Yeah. Whether you have children or not, the time is taken. Whether you have a house or not, the time is taken. Whether you have money or not, the time is taken. You know, the time will, there are some people who will never fly a plane before. There are people in this life who will never build a house. There are people in this life, I'm telling you, this is the truth. There are some people who will never own a mobile phone. There are people who will never wear a suit. There are people who will never wear a designer outfit. There are some people who will never see America, see the world, see places. To some people, the world is their village. To some people, the entire world is their village. Even that person, his time is taken. There are people who are deaf, sign language, and we preach, and nobody is interpreting in sign language, so they didn't hear the gospel. Even them, their time is taken. The underprivileged, the less privileged, the less fortunate. Yeah. Dead, all of them. Your time is taken. I mean, when you look at life this way, you will sit up. You will sit up. Great guy we met at Abu Sokai, businessman. A guy is a wealthy guy. His name is Rocha. We went to have a crusade right in front of his shop. The first year we won. The second year, no, it wasn't even a year. Like 6 months, we went back. When we got to Abosuo, kind of put up black and red canopies. I asked, what is the problem? Roger is dead. 35! Wealthy young man, 35. I think he doesn't know who you are. He doesn't care who you are. Your days are determined. English, sure, read.
Please, verse 5. As he's seeing, his days are determined.
Your days are determined.
And the number of his months are with thee.
It is true. It is true. And it is true. You know, that is what Willie really was talking about. Was he in with Nebe? She has said, yeah. And the only plan that says, yeah, yeah. As I see, so I now will bring him. Everything is going to burn off. It will melt with fire. Heaven and earth will pass away. If all these things are going to happen, then what manner of people are we supposed to be in this life? Which is the quotation, sir?
2 Peter chapter 3, verse 11.
2 Peter chapter 3, verse number 11. 2 Peter, the third chapter, the 11th verse. Ladies and gentlemen, let's read God's word. Sir, go.
I want to see. It is a yenum in Abbasaya.
See then that all these things shall be dissolved. The world shall be dissolved. Everything including this church building, shall be dissolved. The things we pride in. Before COVID-19, we boasted in a lot of things. We have this, we have that, we do this, we do that, we possess this, we possess that. COVID-19 showed that all these things are useless. COVID-19 packed Bentleys, Rolls Royces, you know, Range Rovers, Land Cruisers, packed all cars. The people have the world, but they can't move. People have houses, but they can't even move from one place to another. Then we have a glimpse that everything is vanity. Vanity upon vanity. All is vanity. This is the only reason why Jesus died. He said, seeing this, that all these things will be dissolved, what manner of persons ought you be in all holy? You know, this holiness is a commodity. Holiness is like blood flowing through you. The lifeline for the born again believer. Holy conversation and godliness, the compositor of a great church. One of the compositors of a great church, godliness. Godliness. Put in a different version before we finish reading it out. A different version. Let's work. Since everything here today might well be gone tomorrow, do you see how essential it is to live a holy life? The reason is because you will pass away like vapor. And the moment this life is over, the next begins. But it's going to begin with a relationship. It's either you have a relationship with Jesus Christ or you have a relationship with the devil. Finish. Anybody having a relationship with the world is an enemy of God. And enmity to God. James 4:4. Enmity to God. And so looking at the scripture, put in another version. Since all these things will be destroyed in this way, what kind of people should you be? Your life should be holy. Holy and dedicated to God. Let me tell you, we are not after many things. So many people don't move us. There are many big names that are around. We don't care, we don't, you know, follow any of those things. There is only one name we know, and that is the name Jesus. Yeah, I don't want to be, you know, mentioning names. But the name Jesus, you have stepped into the path of eternal damnation. And when you go on that path, it is only Christ in a relationship that can deliver you. So if your life should, your life should be holy and dedicated to God. This end time is a godless generation. Godless generation. Even the people you think are Christians, it will amaze you. Check their status. It will shock you. The kind of things they follow, the kind of things they imitate. The songs they believe in. Every day I tell Pastor Steve, music is a spirit, because he has a degree in music. Music is a spirit. And there are only two spirits. The spirit of God and the spirit of the devil. All souls subscribe to these spirits. Therefore, I want to ask, the music on your phone, which spirit is that? Is this the question? Is this the question? Which spirit is that? The spirit of God and the spirit of the devil. Christian, one leg here, one there. Do not be unequally yoked with unbelievers. There is no fellowship between them. Light has no union with darkness. I'm telling you, now you may feel, oh, there is nothing wrong with that. There is nothing wrong with ungodly dressing. There is nothing wrong with that. Until you are standing before the throne of God all by yourself, then you will know. You will know. And you're very interesting. Your life should be holy and dedicated. I'm telling you. See, it will amaze you that you will have two young people in the same church. They love Jesus, they are serving Jesus. Unknowingly to you, they are all pretenders. It's all pretense. They get acquainted, they get married. My preaching is very practical. I give God the glory for it. They get married. They go to live in their homes. And these young ladies, they will be very, 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 very meek and humble until you marry them. Then they pounce on your heads. Many preachers have married some of these young ladies. They are more than Jezebel. They are more than Jezebel. Jezebel is a small girl. Jezebel is a small girl as compared to these young ladies. When they marry you, you will desert your ministry. Your own ministry, you will desert it. And you will be doing a reparative ministry. Repairing your marriage. Full time. Full time. They will frustrate you until you curse God. Then you will know that these guys, ladies, they are too worldly. They play worldly music. They go to the club. They hit all legelele basha under Bible. Until you marry them. When you marry them, then they will bring all their life to you. Mini skirts without briefs, dressing without any shame and all that kind of thing. And their hearts are very desperately wicked. I'm telling you. This is why so many Christian marriages are bleeding. This is why it has become very, very difficult for some of these young men to even marry. They are careful. If this is the thing, Charlie, I'm stepping, but and that can take them to 37 years, 40 years. I'm telling you. Yeah, there are preachers, your gospel musicians that are careful not to go and marry this godless generation of women and men. There are so many young people that are believing God, that as many as are led by the Spirit of the Lord, they are the sons of men. The Spirit of God lead you so that you are not entangled with any yoke of bondage. I am beginning to talk to somebody. Increase the volume. Yeah. There is no peace in so many homes. And these homes are supposed to be Christian homes. And they are sending wrong signals to their children. Wrong signals to their children. Wicked and godless generation. You know, I think it is, you know, Matthew chapter 3, he said it. But in Luke chapter 3 also, he was outlining so many things like that. When in verse number 3, verse number 6, Luke chapter 3 verse number 6 now, he says, salvation shall appear unto all men, or all men shall see the salvation of God. And then I make a show that all men, they know right from wrong, good and evil, yet they will not do it. They know. Verse number 7, let's work. Listen to the preaching of John the Baptist. And he said to the multitudes, O generation of vipers or snakes, who have warned you to flee the anger that is supposed to come. Verse number 8, the Bible said, bring forth. This is the life of a born again Christian. Bring forth fruits worthy of repentance. What's it? What's that? And God, yes, what about her? Will you kind of say it to me to you?
But if I say, now for Monsu Abel Fata Adin Satra. Now Monfrasien Kanu Mumuse.
Monfrasien Kanu Mumuse.
Then Janie Abraham.
We have Abraham to be our father.
Now Mesimo say,
God can raise up
every Abraham.
Stones to become children for Abraham.
God. Now so are they Akuma to Nini no Dada?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Akuma. Edenyani Hini na said that. The axe is laid upon the roots of every tree that does not bring forth good fruit. It will be hewn down and thrown into fire. See, that is why I went to talk about that some will create watches, some will create suits, some will build houses. It is your divine calling. You are on earth for a purpose. Some people will just cook kinky for workers to eat. That is your calling. Remain in it. Some people will be taxi drivers. They will drive taxis, take you from home to work and work. That is your calling. Some people will be called as nurses. Some will be called as doctors. Some will be called as surgeons to save people's lives. Some will be virologists. Some will be, you know, epidemiologists. All these guys, the people that are going to come up with vaccines and antidotes and all that. No, I'm not talking about the people with ulterior motives. Divine calling. It's your call. It's your call. Somebody is called to be a wife. Ha! It's a calling. Which means a call. No, wife! Somebody is called to be a husband. Somebody is called to be a father. Somebody is called to be a mother. Somebody is called to be a helper. Helper. Yeah. Not every man of God will start a church. Not every man of God will pastor a church. There are people that are men of God that are just called to help. Help. Asa. Help. Those people, if you give them a church, it will collapse. And don't go and stretch yourself to do anything you have not been called to do. The thing about Ghana, the tendency about black people is that the moment we see somebody doing something, we don't want to stop ours and just go and do what that person is doing. And that is why you see people going to Dubai, everybody goes to Dubai. You see people going to China, everybody goes to, you see people selling cars, now everybody is selling cars. They said, yeah, cars on the sand, doing nothing. And people are still in torture. And then I'm moving from free room. Move from Koya Modiaba. Only money will be in Tibet. You know, give Willie Range Rover, give Steve Rolls Royce, give this one Bentley. Try, try. Munya Namodiaba. If you get the money, you bring it. Yeah. Munya Mohata. Mohata. Mube hata, hata, more hata. Yeah. It's a calling on everybody. I put up the scripture, you know, and let us work from there. Look, he said, and so once he has given you life opportunity, favor, preference, elevation, open doors for you, now the axe have been laid upon the roots of every tree that does not bring forth good fruit. This is where judgment will start from. Good fruits. Good fruits. He started first of all. Every tree that doesn't bear fruit at all will be cut off. Now, he has gone beyond that. He is not only seeking just fruit. Good fruits. Amazing. And cast into fire. Let's go to verse number 10 very quickly. Look at this particular place. You will read from verse 9. Don't worry. And the people asked him, saying, what shall we do? Now, John has an opportunity to begin his preacher. Will you come on me to?
Verse 9. Now, so
the Kumana
to Nyani. Said, you
be a at the gym. At the gym. They do not call.
Na nkrofo akoko no bisa na se na yenye den.
Etimi njo ene sisi.
But we say
Yohane de yere.
Osuboni Yohane asenka.
Osuboni Yohane na senka ya coming to you.
But na nkrofo akoko no bisa na se na yenye den.
Ha. Ko.
No obuasi won se.
Obuasi won se.
You want tade mi enu.
Ye wa want tade. A friend was a preacher na se tie preaching ya wo preach ye. Na fa toto ene ye die hu ne ha de. Dear wa want tade mi enu wonye den.
Na nche wo ma de oni bia bi.
One chim na woman ye woni bie no ebi.
Na de o wa aduane no.
Dear wa wa pie. Mo amon no aduane amu mo dia mo ntie. Na mon so ehwa ya mo ntena mo fie. Ontie mo fie. Tia se mo ayeke kan. Let me say, before, will you read the English? Verse number 10, 11. No, read 11. Let's hear you.
He answered and said unto them,
He that hath two coats,
let him impart to him that hath
two. Let him part it into two and give one to the person who doesn't have it.
And he that hath meat.
Here, meat.
Let him do likewise.
Meat. Meat, this happens. Meat, this is what you are. This is meat and crimpers and crantier. Chim, titim. Never one more in the behavior. Look at our mothers. Our mothers will cook in a big pot, and yet the family is only four. And you ask your mother, who is this food for? He said, shut up. The people will begin to become an only person. Your mother will be distributing the food. Now, let me give you a very good scenario. How many of our mothers have cervical cancer? I'm asking you. How many of our mothers had all kinds of feminine infirmities? Breast cancer, cancer of the cervix, cancer of the pelvic, cancer of the arteries, cancer of the liver. Tell me! Catch it, man. Ectopic pregnancies. How many of our mothers? One more woman, one more baby dying. 10 more plus. Our mothers were giving birth in the house, not in the hospital. Look at the way one birth and complications, even in the hospital. The reason is because of the sterile nature of this generation. Wicked, godless generation. Serious stuff. What do you come into?
Then came also the publicans to be baptized and said unto him,
Master. The publicans, the politicians, they came to be baptized. Listen to what the prophet said.
And said unto him, Master, what shall we do?
Read.
And he said unto them, exact no more than that which is appointed
you. Yeah! Can you choose Matthew 13?
But of verse 13. But I'll say, now I'll catch you one set. Munyin Chenedia, what chat to
Yeah! And before you had taxi driver for Papa. My God. Don't drive a car without insurance, without roadworks certificate. Can we, you know, you don't even have a driver's license. You can't say much. A Christo for the Christo is Swedi. Yeah. What's in your journey? Why are you?
What chat to her?
Yeah, chat to her. Same as duty. I have been thinking, how come all those vehicles came into this country without the payment of duties? How were those cars cleared? How? I look at the, you know, all these funny bloggers pounce on that young lady that celebrated her birthday and had a gift of a car, and people are happy that the car is misplaced or, you know, misregistered. Registration is she's received a gift. She is yet to figure whether people are excited, you know, that she's landed in trouble. Yes, it's coming. Yes, it's coming. The spirit of Ghana is an evil spirit. Pull him down. Bring him down. Destroy him. Blood is a spirit of Ghana. It is a spirit of the black man. It's a devilish spirit. I'm telling you. Nana ba namwa, congratulations. Happy birthday, my darling. Mumpe papa. Let's celebrate bad news. Bad news. Why Why can't you celebrate free Paul for once? The young lady is celebrating her birthday. If something had gone wrong, oh, it was just a mistake. Let's go and rectify it. That becomes news. Her birthday is not news. What she did wrong, rather, is news. Pounce on her! I see her for a minute today.
And the soldiers likewise demanded of him, saying, "And what shall we do?" God, and he said unto them,
"The soldiers also came demanding, 'What shall we do?'" Read the word.
"Do violence to no man, neither accuse any falsely, and be content with your wages."
Oh yeah. Be content. Content. Oh, mama, get your hands with you. Can you imagine how bad it's mommy?
Now, so for no soup, son, I say, yes, you ain't a day. But catch her one, say, Munya will be a hey, hey,
tear, 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 tear. Munya will be a hey, 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 our Bible. Muntie, lockdown, we are so the more pop and growth when you so. Now, I've been so bad when the old pastor, the bonifacher. I'm telling you. God will judge you. Men, I'm catching. Who's in Kwasi? A woo. So you have only proceed for. And Kwasi, a woo. What we are seeing now, woman, you. Woman, you are more a nurse for a doctor for. Idiot. Makasa macho. Kwasi, a woo. What we are seeing now, proceed for. So you have for. But 35, no, but now, nice boy. Woo. Obedience now. I'm telling you, obedience now. See a brother, hi, tell you the word of the Lord. Hi, God has to say, hi, now. Mema than Emma, the worship at Abraham. I suffer into being kind of great. If who are better, Namaso, you do a time when I had you winning the years. I'm telling you the word of the Lord. Who can Ukraine you do a terms of power and deny an abba? A dean an abba. Huh? Did you know a dean and fan to me so? I can't be a bay, Ukunipa, or Pemawad, or Ninkrofan, your moya chrome forward, and Anokradia material, as what that would be a genet dying, you know, all kinds of things. They will say things. But we are here. We are still here. We are working the work of God. Pay two part in the farm. Wouldn't you say, who bet you? Who bet you? Casamacha. Nobody can say that to you. There's somebody about a wee and my poem. Rimbo, my volume didn't go so. Cause I'm not chill. My volume didn't go so. You know, and they will say all manner of things. So they may pay a new thing, a bit me push me. I'm looking for it. A dear man, young fan, the Christo, Nangas, a dear young fan, Tonus, or the Bosom, the Ejuma, Waya, Edu, Ajia, Drew, behind the cause, they let them say all the nonsense. But truth is truth. And the truth must be spoken, and must be spoken unto every level. Men found the power, who bet you, correct? I'm telling you the word of God. We are ready to die for the truth. I'm telling you the word of God. The Bible said you can do nothing against the truth except for the truth. You know, sometimes the police can stop you just like in America and ask stupid questions. Stupid questions. Why are you driving a Rolls Royce? Black man, why are you driving a Ferrari? Where are someone in this anybody? Have you asked the same question to the other counterparts? And tutu will be anokwa. It's in the scriptures. And some for emisu will be. Sometimes they can just look at your wife and say, "Why is this beautiful woman sitting next to you?" Yeah. Stupid questions. Pierre! Kekangwa siyasem. Enkekangwa siyasem.
But I say, na monso monto tu obi anokwa.
And tu obi anokwa. Emisan samfo. Emisa botesam. Emisa komasa yesam. Pianiye. Edi enti.
ana asuma si de nyame ntimi nyira no bentengwa na nyame ntimi nyira camera for me
na momo akatia nso moni
momo akatia nso moni camera for me
Christo ban na juma hon come read the sense of man no shekwen na won nyina susu won na kuma mu se e bia yohan ni Christo ni ntimi yohan ni kasa chira won se media me di nsuo na me bomo
se media me di nsuo na bomo su
na de no hya den se me reba a me nsa se me sane
greater one greater than me is coming, whose shoe lays I am not worthy to loose or untie. He shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire. My Lord, Holy Ghost, he will baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire. My God. Next Sunday, we are coming back to church. We are having three sessions. The W3 service. One portion of the people will be here. Another portion will be upstairs watching from the screens. And then, you know, we're working that way. If you miss the number in, you stand out there. Kick them now to you. Number two, we will continue with the F5 service next Sunday. Fresh fire for family and friends. And the good news is that because of the protocols and all the word in the crowd into the end of the there be is a word there be and to any precaution, but there's a word for it, popular word, safety measures, possibly me and Vanessa senior. Because of the safety measures, you know, yeah, going to, reintroduce the A4 service. A4 service. So we're going to have three services, 100 downstairs, 100 upstairs, next service, 100 upstairs, 100 downstairs, next service, 100 downstairs, 100 upstairs. That is what we are going to do. Three services are going to happen. First service, 6:32, we're close. And then the second service is 9 o'clock as scheduled, And then we will close at 10:30, latest 10:45. And then we'll start an A4, the new service we are introducing. We started it before and then we pulled it back. We will start it at 11 o'clock to 12, 1 hour. And then we close. So three services, don't miss any of them. This week, tomorrow, we're going to announce all these measures. The word I was looking for is measures. All these measures will be, we will outline it on OK FM on Vision 1, 93.5 FM. Don't miss that. Now I'm saying it to you on Rainbow Radio 87.5. Dr. Mark, God bless you. We love you. Thank you very much. Joe and Joshua, thank you. Before I wrap up this morning, I would like to thank God for Andrew Sesu and the team who manages my ministry. Thank you very much. And we give God the glory in Jesus' name. All right. So that is it. So everybody who do not understand, we have two auditoriums at the Amponsa Memorial Temple. One, this is the one we are using. There is another one upstairs. So you will be watching the preaching and everything on the screen, and you will hear everything live. That is what it is. This week, we are going to have many consultative meetings, pastors, leaders, the team, production, everything. But don't forget that this Wednesday, we will be starting our reopening with Forest and Paibo Kesia. Our 3 days fasting and prayer. 3 days. We'll start on Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Friday will be communion. Next Sunday in here will be our first communion after 4 solid months. The Lord will help us. So don't miss the communion session. It's going to be awesome in Jesus' precious name. Will you read down just a little bit? Let's wrap it up with that.
No.
Whose farm is in his hand? I'm talking about Luke chapter 3, verse number 17. Whose farm in his hand? And he will thoroughly purge his floor. That word floor is the church. The church. The nations will be purged. The nations will be purged. He said it in Zephaniah chapter 1, from verse number 5. It was war, a power. Men am catching you could tell what I use. Yes, no, it could tell you who's our power. We're looking at where we are not sign off. Read the word Zephaniah 1. I can give you verse number 1 to verse number 8. Read.
I tell you what, and right there, some about Zephaniah.
I tell you down. I tell you down. The church will not talk about the judgment day, but I'm reminding you of Atemuda. Let me just point out some few things. Those of you who feel that the white man brought Christianity to us, let me show you something. This name, Cushai, means black. And then a white man, it could be a Cushai. I'm asking, highlighted. Cushai means black. The son of Cushai, the prophet, is a black man. How come the Catholic Church invented it? I am asking, the kind of nonsense you are talking about on the internet, that the Bible was invented by the Catholic, I am asking, how come they invented my brother to be here? A person of my color. If you read Song of Solomon, Solomon married a lot of women. But the Bible makes it very clearly. He said, I am beautiful and I am black. Most 90% of the women Solomon married, they were my color. And I'll pay my home for. Yeah. Make us so much though. I don't me pay any question and can't see me. The preaching one may be vision one. But you know, meet me, I could drop a vision one. It's okay. I am black and I'm beautiful. Put it in a different version. Song of Solomon chapter 1, verse 5. Put it in a different version. Women of Jerusalem, I am dark but beautiful. Black as the darkest tents of Kedah. Or person who children say, or you're more black than Alec, the Kenyan model. More black. The girl was black like the microphone. Una any white and go on and who's ever. Black! They were pretty women. Beautiful. I am black. But I'm asking you, where did they get all these things from? That will be a topic for another day. Will you go back? Let's work. Read. Where are you? I will utterly consume all things from the land, saith the Lord. And in verse number 3, he said, I will consume man and beast. I will consume the fowls of the heaven and the fishes of the sea and the stumbling blocks with the wicked. I will cut off man from off the land or from off the earth, saith the Lord. I will snatch out my hand upon Judah, upon the inhabitants of Jerusalem. And I will cut off the remnants of Baal from this place. And the name of church. She marries with the priest. In the next verse, he said, and them that worship the host of heaven upon the housetop, and them that worship and swear by the name of the Lord that swear by Malekam, and them that turn back from the Lord. He's talking about backsliders and preachers, altar workers who have gone back from serving the Lord, and those that have not sought the Lord nor inquired from him. In verse number 7, hold thy peace at the presence of the Lord God, for the day of the Lord is at hand. The day of the Lord hath prepared a sacrifice and bid his guest. In the next verse, and it shall come to pass, in the day of the Lord's sacrifice, I will punish the princes
the days of the children, and all such as are clothed with strange or adulterous, seducive, revealing, dressing, I will judge them. Verse number 9. He went further and says, and in that same day I will punish all those that leap on the threshold, which fill their master's houses with violence and deception. And he said, and it shall come to pass in that they say of the Lord, that there shall be the noise. Again, he is prophesying about noise. Noise of a cry from the fish gate, the hauling from the second, and the crushing from the heels. Noise will emanate. Go back to verse 10. Let me explain it well. And there shall be noise. Highlighted. There shall be noise. Don't be worried about the nonsense they speak about the church and its altar workers. I was so disturbed the other day, a television presenter talking nonsense, something he does not understand. And I listened to it carefully, and I realized it's still the same noise. I'm telling you, it's all part of the plan of God. It will come. It is fulfilling the scripture of Joshua, not Genesis Joshua. The Bible said, and I saw Joshua, Zechariah said, I saw Joshua standing in the presence of the Lord, and Satan accusing him. I'm telling you, I saw Joshua. Not Joshua, Joshua. To you. And then I'm bringing the message to an end. I saw Joshua. This time, he mentioned it very differently. Joshua chapter 3. Let's read from verse number 1. Interesting. Zechariah chapter 3, verse 1. Will he? Zechariah 3:1. Read.
Then he showed me Joshua, the high priest.
Joshua! This is a different Joshua from the follower of Moses or the servant of Moses. This is a different one. Come on, let's hear.
And he showed me Joshua, the high priest.
The high priest before the angel of the Lord. Read.
And Satan standing at his right hand.
Satan was standing at his right hand.
To resist him.
Joshua, Satan is standing at the... This is exactly what the church is going through all around the world. You are looking at defiled people. Defiled people. Speaking against holy men of God, holy women of God, the holy altar of God, the holy church of God, the holy Bible. It is noise. And the Bible is talking about it. This scripture also is being fulfilled right now. Read the verse 2. Will you read verse 2?
And the Lord said unto Satan.
The Lord said unto Satan.
The Lord rebuked
thee.
Oh, Satan.
Oh, Satan.
Even the Lord that hath chosen Jerusalem.
Even the Lord that hath chosen Jerusalem.
Rebuke
you. Is it not this brand?
Plucked out of the fire.
In other words, Joshua is a fire brand. Read verse number 3. Who is there? Let's work, sir.
Joshua was clothed with filthy garments.
Joshua was clothed with filthy garments.
And stood before the angel.
And stood before the angel of God.
And he answered and spake unto those.
And spake and said.
That stood before him saying.
Take away.
The filthy garments.
From him.
And unto him he said.
Behold.
I have caused thy iniquity to pass from thee.
And I will clothe thee.
With change of raiment.
Yes, sir. In the next verse, I said.
Let them set a fair mitre upon his head.
So they set a fair mitre upon his head.
And clothed him with a garment.
And the angel of the Lord stood by. The reason is God is with the church, standing by. He will not leave us nor forsake us. As the Bible said in the book of Hebrews, he is covering us with his church. And the angel protested as Jesus is sitting at the right hand of God, the Father, making intercession for us. Joe, just 4 minutes. Rainbow dear, And the angel
protested unto Joshua, saying, will you read? Next verse.
Thus saith the Lord of hosts, if thou will walk in my way.
Same thing I have been talking about. Holiness, it runs through everywhere, whether New or Old Testament. God is holy. They that worship him must do so in holiness. Oh yeah. If thou will walk in my ways.
And if thou will keep my charge.
Then thou shalt also charge my house.
And shall also keep my courts.
And I will give thee places to walk among them. That stand by. Next verse. Let's go very quickly. Will you read?
Right now, oh Joshua, the high priest.
Thou and thy fellows that sit before thee, read.
For they are men wondered at.
For behold, I will bring forth my servant, the Christ. You see in capital letters, the branch. The branch. Verse number 9. For behold, the stone that I have laid before Joshua, read.
Upon one stone shall be 7 eyes.
Behold, I have engraved the graven thereof, saith the Lord of hosts.
And I will remove the iniquity of that land in one day.
My God, verse number 10. And I'm bringing my message to a close. And in that day, saith the Lord of hosts,
shall ye call every man his neighbor under the vine and under the fig tree.
Last verse, and then we are closing. Verse number 11. Okay, we go to another, verse. I love the word of God. As I close, ladies and gentlemen, this morning, bring your heart to the Lord Jesus. The trumpet is sounding. And very soon, the church will be raptured. And the tribulation, and the plagues, and the destruction, and the torment will start. Stand to your feet. Clap your hands for the Lord. It is Jesus. I bring before you the Christ this morning. My Lord, my God. My Lord, my God. My Lord, let me, sign up properly and, do the altar call very well this morning for people to rededicate their life unto Christ Jesus this morning. And at any moment from now, Christ will descend in the rapture. Yeah. You are going to see Matthew 16, 27 in alignment. The Son of Man shall come in the glory of his Father with his angels. The Bible said, and then shall reward every man according to his works. The Son of Man shall come. He shall come in the glory of his Father with his angels. And then the Bible said, will reward every man according to his works. This morning I stand before you and I present Jesus Christ and him crucified. He came unto his own, but his own did not receive him, but as many as received him, to them that believed in his name. The Bible said he has given them power to become children of God. It's going to be a moment of rededication. My God, it's going to be a moment of rededication. Repent and come to his saving knowledge. Come to the love of God. Repent. Make it right. Amend your ways. Amend your ways. Jesus, the bread of life, is standing before your throne, before you this morning. This morning, Jesus, the way maker, the bridge builder, the heart fixer, mind regulator, is standing before you this morning. Wherever you are, I want to pray with you. Amazing love. How can we be God knows you? This morning I want us to rededicate our hearts to the Lord. Asking God, strengthen me, empower me, fill me with your spirit. May I love you and serve you with all my heart, in spirit and in truth. If you don't know the Lord Jesus, this is the morning to say that I am a sinner. Come into my heart. Make me born again in a new creation. Forgive me of all my sins and write my name in the book of life. Wherever you are, lift your hands, saved and unsaved, and speak to the Father. In the next 1 minute, in the name of Jesus, come on. In Jesus' precious name. Speak to the Father everywhere. 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 to the Father every. Speak to the Father everywhere. Align me, Yahweh. Ariazi, Igri, Negaberekas Kalega. Uno mi mama said you were doing it here. I mi kofidu. Mikofidro kai me said you were huno mobroti. Emma wadumun zame hongo. My Lord. Kai me said you were doing it here. Uno mi mama said you were huno mobroti. My God. My God. Let me go to Rainbow Radio quickly and do this very fast. You are listening on radio. You want to join us in our offerings. The number is 0249. Will it?
0249 80 80 99 99 11 11 0249 0249 80 80 99 99 11 11.
The next one is
059 059 229 229 229 6 6 6 7 6 7 059 059 229 229 6 6 6 7 6 7.
You can join us on that, but let me lead you in this prayer and we can close on off radio and then continue. Father, in the name of Jesus, every word that proceeds out of the mouth of the people that are listening on radio, I pray in the name of Jesus that it will be. The words of their mouth and the meditations of their heart will be acceptable in your sight. Now, God, our strength and redeemer. Now, everybody on radio, can you say,
Dear Jesus,
forgive me of all my sins.
Forgive me of all my sins.
I make it right with you.
I make it right with you.
I rededicate my heart.
I rededicate my heart
to Jesus Christ.
To Jesus
the
Christ,
Son of God.
The Son of God.
Today.
Today,
I am born again.
I am born again.
I'm a child of God.
I'm a child of
Father,
God.
I commend your people to you. I use opportunity holding the colors of this nation. I pray for this country. Have mercy. On Ghana, we are struggling. Have mercy on us and lift us from the dust. In Jesus' name, I pray. Let this week be a week of testimonies for your people. In Jesus' precious name. Amen. Dr. Mark, thank you. Joshua, thank you. Joseph, Joe, thank you. I'm grateful to all of you. On Rainbow Radio, thank you for joining. I will catch you soon, in Jesus' name. Those of you online, let's continue with our service. So right when righteousness becomes a lifestyle, breakthroughs becomes automatic for Rainbow Radio. See you next time. Let's continue with our service. Let me say this to everybody who is praying this prayer with me. It is a very, very important prayer. Let's say that I went to Bishop Bernard Nyako's house. I visited the man together with Reverend Anel Savo on last Friday. The man, you know, just invited us over. When I went, Bishop's car was packed. Packed. Nice SUV, 4x4, packed. Life is interesting, I'm telling you. Life is interesting. A dear me, I'm a suing out the two home. You are coming free. First, you finish. Wakuma, you free. God will bless you. There's no two ways about it. You are coming free. It's vanity, I'm telling you. Take your heart out of anything that God will ever bless you with. It is all vanity. It will pass away. The day you die, somebody will just repossess it. It's vanity. Nice cars, nice houses, nice furniture, nice interior. It's all vanity. Nice wife, nice husband, nice everything. My heart broke yesterday when Aneji Escape's children stood by his photograph
and burst into tears. Don't wait until it just pounces on you. This morning, I want you to lay your two hands and ask the Holy Spirit to fill you and give you a sense of urgency because you are living in the end time. May the Lord make you an end time evangelist. The Bible said, do the work of an evangelist. May the Lord fill you and give you the evangelistic touch. You must be a soul winner. A soul winner you must be. He is coming, but we cannot just sit idle and say he is coming. Preach the word, be instant, in season and out of season. Reprove, rebuke, exhort with all longsuffering and doctrine. For the time will come when men will not adhere to sound doctrine. After their own lust, they will leap at themselves. Teachers will tell them what they will want to hear. But thou, man, O man of God, endure affliction. Do the work of an evangelist. Yeah, endure affliction. What was the affliction he was talking about? You'll be persecuted. You will be accused. Nonsense talkers are going to talk nonsense all over. Endure it. Endure it. Endure it. Sometimes when they are insulting Cofidro, the people are laughing. They will be bringing it to you very soon. They will be bringing it to you very, very soon. This week, can you commend your life unto God and ask the grace of God to lead you through in the mighty name of Jesus. Come on. Tiro Gazi. Barande keleba shade kevirokos parakade bashkala ba ante radarara badabadudu salalana kerede ko ari iva iskalaba. Let my home be a Christian home. Hey, my God, in the name of Jesus. Let my children be Christian children. Let my wife be a Christian. Let me be a Christian. Dita kikaronde kezile ba ante. Yes. Father, 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 thank you, Jesus. Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Sing to the Spirit, Spirit, oh, Spirit, Spirit, let your living water flow from my soul. Let your Holy Spirit come and flow. Of every situation that is true. Oh, my God. Oh, my person. Father, Father, oh, Father, Father, Father. Sing to Jesus. Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Sing to the Spirit. Spirit. Oh, Spirit. Holy Spirit. Oh, Spirit. I commend you to the Father, to Jesus, to the Holy Spirit. I declare in the name of Jesus, may the grace and the peace of God keep you.
you be kept by the power of God. Day by day, come what may, you are kept by the power of God. Ask in the name of Jesus, Heavenly King, may you fortify our faith and our conviction in Christ. May you endure, empower us, grant us the strength and the grace even unto the end. I'm grateful. In the mighty name of Christ Jesus, our Lord. Let this week be a week of testimonies. No, a week of greatness. No, a week of signs and wonders. And a week of inshiramu inshirakwa. In Jesus' precious name. Amen. Hallelujah. Clap your hands for the Lord. Lift your offering whilst we commit your finances into the hands of the Lord. I pronounce the blessing of God that makes rich and has no sorrow. In the precious name of Christ Jesus, our Lord. Amen.
This is the season of the celebration of Jesus Christ. Alabaster International Ministry presents Jesus Celebration with Prophet Kofi Odro. Venue, Tesano Worship Center near Tesano Gardens. Come and encounter a deep and total renewal in Christ. For inquiries, call 0202-614-781.